Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
I'm an asphalt cowboy, born to run underneath the stars.
Hello?
Hey, is this Barry?
Yes.
Hey, Barry, it's Nico over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I don't know if you remember, we were in contact, let me see here, looks like it was a couple quarters ago. I believe I mentioned some of the programs that we had to offer, equipment financing and working capital, and at the time, looks like you said that you didn't have anything coming up, nothing in the pipeline, but just give you a call towards the end of the year and see how business has been. So, just returning a friendly call, seeing how everything's been, and if anything's come up where we can help out.
No, right now, Nick, I'm pretty good shape.
Okay. Is there a typical time of the year, Barry, where you do kind of reevaluate the finances, check whether or not you need to add on maybe some additional equipment or might need some extra cash?
Not really, Nick. I mean, as far as equipment, I mean, it's just one, if I get more contracts than I can handle, and I start buying more equipment. So, I mean, it's not really a certain time at all.
Okay. So it's more of a as-needed basis, definitely.
Right.
Did you make any purchases this year? Did you, like, bring on a new truck or anything like that?
Bought on one new truck.
Oh, nice. What type of truck did you bring on?
It's a 2016 Peterbilt.
Oh, brand spanking new.
Oh, yeah.
Only the best for you, huh?
Just buy some else headaches.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You don't have to worry about the extra miles that have already been put on that. And I was helping out one of my clients. He hauls cars, so he's an auto transport hauler, and he just got a new Peterbilt too. So, all right, yeah, Barry, how about I do this? I know it's not on the top of your priority list. You just bought something on, so what if I got an email from you, and if anything does come up in the near future, I can be at least a resource for you.
Okay, be fine.
Yeah, what's the best email I can get from you?
I'm running, R-U-N-N-I-N.
Uh-huh.
Dale Farms, F-A-R-M-S.
Mm-hmm.
At yahoo.com.
Did you purchase that outright, the truck, or did you do the financing route?
I financed it.
Nice. Who did you go through, if you don't mind me asking?
BMO.
BMO?
Uh-huh.
Is that typically who you usually go through?
Well, that's who's done the last three trucks I bought.
Oh, wow, okay. How many trucks do you have?
12.
Oh, damn, man. That's a lot. That's a nice fleet you got running there. How long have you been in business? How long have you been doing this?
Almost 11 years.
Wow, congratulations, man. That's pretty impressive.
But, yeah, shoot me an email. I'll definitely give you guys a shot. I mean, I'm not dead set on using BMO.
Yeah, what type of rates do they get you on? Do they do monthly over, do they spread it over a 5-year term, 2 to 5-year term? What were they giving you over there?
We do them on 5-year terms. That this last one was 5.79, I believe.
5.79. How's that fit pretty well within the business model in terms of expenses per month?
Right.
Yeah. Do you usually shop around, or do you just go straight to them? It seems like you just go straight to them.
I really hadn't shopped, because I've dealt with them before, and I just, I call them, tell them what I need, and it pretty much takes 2 days to get it done, and so I haven't really shopped anybody.
Yeah, essentially that's sort of how our program works, too, for our equipment financing. We got a 24-hour approval rate response to get you an answer, and then we can fund you within 48 hours, so it's really quick. And that's why the convenience of it for our customers is pretty nice. They really like it because they know that they can get an answer, go to their vendor or whoever they're purchasing the equipment from and saying, hey, I got, the approval and I can get you your money to purchase the equipment. So it's pretty convenient.
Right. And that's the biggest reason I've used them on the last three, because I've done this one before and it's just a matter of a phone call and it's pretty much done.
Exactly. And as, for a business owner like yourself, you want to have efficiency, consistency, and reliability, which comes with getting an answer super quick.
Right.
All right, so I'll shoot you, Barry, I'm going to shoot you over that email with my contact information and everything. And just to kind of refresh your memory, we already have you pre-approved for $250,000 based off some financing that you've done in the past. Did you happen to take out a working capital loan back in December of 2014? Does that ring a bell at all?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Do you mind if I ask?
Slow, short on cash, and so we've done that, but it has to be paid off in March.
Oh, okay, so they got you on like, what was it, like almost a two-year term there? Or a year and a half?
March.
Oh, you paid it off in March?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it was a very short term. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, essentially that's what our offer was based off of. And we thought, you know, you can be a creditworthy business as well as a business we would hopefully potentially like to do some work with. So, like I said, I'll shoot you over that email with my contact information. If something comes up, you know, by year's end or by next year, give me a call. Love to at least earn your business. Is there maybe a better time you'd like me to follow up with you, check in and see how things are going?
You can check with me in the first quarter, be fine.
Okay, I will do that, Barry.
All right. All
right, it was good talking to you. You take care, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye now.